This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Can leadership transform your life? On today's This Week in America, I welcome author, technology executive, and leadership mentor Paul Berger to discuss his inspiring new book, The Alchemist Way. After nearly 40 years leading teams through innovation, uncertainty, and change, Paul has discovered that great leadership isn't about titles or authority, it's about personal transformation. Through six powerful principles, including belief, character, consistency, vitality, and servant leadership, he reveals how anyone can develop the mindset and habits needed to thrive in business and in life. Paul Berger, author of The Alchemist Way, is our guest next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Listen up, fellow timeshare owners. If you're a timeshare owner and you want out at all costs, you're done, frustrated, tired of wasting money, you don't use the darn thing. Get out now. Hire the best bulldog timeshare cancellation team in the business. Their in-house legal team, headed by a timeshare cancellation lawyer, can help you fight the biggest and baddest companies out there that sell timeshare. At some point, you were using your timeshare, but now you're not, and you're tired of wasting money. Before you go to the poorhouse, call right now and learn how you can stop the maintenance fees and put more money back in your pocket. Their services cost you a lot less than you think, and you'll save a lot of money over time. Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline now. It's a free consultation.
800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
I'm in my late 60s. My husband died a few years ago. He did all of our taxes. I sold a piece of property last year, and I forgot to claim the proceeds of the sale. Next thing I know, I got a letter from the IRS telling me that I owe over $50,000. Now I have a huge tax problem. I don't have that kind of money. I wish I knew who to call.
If you sold property in the last calendar year or didn't claim all of your part-time or even retirement income, you could be in big trouble with the IRS. Call first before they send you a letter. If you've already got a letter, call. We'll help you file years of past tax returns and save you time and money. So call the tax doctor. The call is confidential and free.
800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What if leadership isn't about authority, titles, or power, but transformation? In this episode of This Week in America, I welcome leadership author and technology executive Paul Berger, author of The Alchemist Way. Drawing on nearly four decades of experience leading teams through innovation, disruption, and high-pressure environments, Paul shares a powerful framework for turning challenges into opportunities and pressure into purpose. Using lessons inspired by ancient alchemy and modern leadership principles, Paul explains the six core tenets that can transform both you personally and professionally. These principles help leaders build resilience, develop confidence, create meaningful impact, and lead with integrity in an increasingly complex world. Whether you're leading a company, a team, a family, or simply trying to become the best version of yourself, this conversation offers practical wisdom and actionable results and strategies to help you unlock your full potential. Pleased to welcome author, technology executive, and leadership mentor Paul Berger, author of The Alchemist Way, unveiling the secret formula for success in life and business. Paul, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us today. So much to talk about. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me today, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to the conversation. And I mentioned transformation several times in the introduction. What was it in the transformational journey? Why is that at the heart of the Alchemist Way? What is the key of transformation?
Now, that is a great question. Because there are two types of journeys that we take. And, you know, you've always got growth, you've got to change, a lifestyle change. Like, have you ever made a lifestyle change that just didn't stick? You found yourself back in relapse even after making like a New Year's resolution?
Oh, year after year, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this right here is a key distinction. So when we talk about change, we talk about growth, we're typically talking about adding a skill. And in that process, your identity remains exactly the same. Now, the distinction is in transformational change, your identity literally changes. Growth says, I'm going to get better. Transformation says, I'm going to become something entirely new. So when the addict goes clean and sober, when we become a parent, our identity changes. When we go from a student into a professional, our identity changes. So what I wanted to do is just point out that key distinction. Transformational change is a much, much bigger and more important change.
You talk about it as being not traumatic. It's intentional. And we really shouldn't look for quick results. This is really something that starts building long before the results are visible. So this is not overnight necessarily, is it?
No, that is absolutely correct. It's like transformation is something that is more forged than it is just a quick fix or a quick change. In fact, that's why things typically don't stick, because the real work didn't happen.
Well, and you'll find out how to make it happen in the real life, in real life, by getting a copy of Paul's book. It's The Alchemist Way. It's available wherever books are sold. We'll give you Paul's website, book availability, all of that as we go through the conversation. You describe leadership as an act of transformation rather than a position of authority. What do you mean by that?
Well, the thing is, that is actually something that took me a while. It's like in my leadership journey. So I've had a job since the age of 12, Rick. And it seems like, you know, inevitably, leadership positions ended up coming to me. And it wasn't until I really took that big leap and I transformed that identity. It's like, gee whiz, Paul, this keeps finding your way here. You really do have to lead. People look to you for that. And so I had to shift that identity. And once that happened, that's when the results got significantly better.
What is the difference between change and transformation? And I'm acting like there is a difference. Am I correct in that? Is transformation a form of change, or are we talking about something that's separate?
No, you're absolutely correct. Change, like I said, a lifestyle change, it doesn't stick per se. Yes. Your identity remains the same, right? And transformational change says, it says, I'm going to become something new. So change says, I'm going to grow. And I'm going to get better. Transformational change says, I'm going to become something entirely new.
All of this is laid out for you in Paul's book, The Alchemist Way. Why did you choose the metaphor of the alchemist? And what's the goal that people are really seeking in their life?
Another great question, Rick. In an ancient world, the alchemists had mastered the craft of creating gold. They would take ordinary materials, base metals, and through a process of purification, not only of the metals themselves, but also of their own soul, they were able to create gold. Today's modern day alchemists, the same truths hold true. They unlock the potential not only in themselves, but also those around them, whether it's their communities, or whether it's their families, or whether it's their teams at work. And so the gold is a great metaphor. Because also so often we get confused as to where is the gold in our lives, right?
Yes.
Is it really in the destiny? No. The real gold is in the journey itself. The gold is already in you. And also the gold is in the people that stand beside you through the fires of life when they burn their hottest. So that's why I chose it, because I wanted the ancient metaphors, those same principles that applied to the alchemists, apply to modern day leadership principles, and also I weaved my own story through that, both personal and professional, throughout the book.
And that's what makes this so relatable, because you have gone through and you have struggled, you have learned just like all of us do in life, and you document all of that in such a remarkable way. The book is The Alchemist Way. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Paul's website is thealchemistwaybook.com. We've got links on our website. Also, paul-berger, and that's BOERGER.com, personal website, information on the book there as well. And again, links for both those websites on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. After nearly 4 years of leading engineering teams, what inspired you to write this book now? And let's go back to maybe a specific moment where this sort of came to you. You're talking about building since age 12, trying to learn how to do this and do it in the best possible way. Was there a moment that you learned you really couldn't lead others until you learned how to lead yourself?
Exactly. Well, there was an exact moment that that this book had to manifest. You see, I was standing, actually sitting in the back of a large auditorium where my daughter, Alexa, who I've raised as a single dad since she was 5 years old, had stepped onto the stage to receive her Bachelor of Science in Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering. And that was May 10th, 2024. Now, what happened was I was reflecting exactly 37 years to the date, May 10th, 1987. I was standing on a similar stage, clutching my freshly minted Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering, right? And the contrast, though, was I didn't have a clue. At best, I was like this accidental leader that had somehow slogged my way through engineering and also financed my own way out of a small town in Iowa. And it was on that day that I said, you know what, Paul, you've come so far. I'm going to write this book. And I'm going to hand this to my 22-year-old self. So that way, he's got a much better shot at, you know, really streamlining is like your way to results, your way to leadership. So I really wrote this book to give to my 22-year-old self. But since time travel is not possible, come on, Elon, let's get going on this. I'm hoping that this can act as a guide to help others go from where they are to somewhere that they've never been.
And I mentioned in the beginning, this is just not for people looking for success in their business lives. This is professional people as well as just personal people, a family, how to be a better you and make yourself a someone who's very successful in dealing with other people.
That is correct. You know, that's something it's very true. I think all leaders will agree that before we can lead others, we must first lead ourselves. Because if you can't get yourself organized to lead yourself, you certainly can't do that for others. And so that's where I think the real benefit of this book happens. Like you'd mentioned, if you want to make yourself better, you're going to have to lead it. You want more wealth? Lead it.
And again, I say that's one of the reasons this book is doing so well. It is so relatable. We can see us reflecting in you and what you went through and the mistakes you made, the successes you had. You share in the book, The Alchemist Way. Book available wherever books are sold. Paul's website, thealchemistwaybook.com, or his website, paul-berger, and that's B-O-E-R-G-E-R.com. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mention the 6 timeless core tenets: goal setting, belief, character, vitality, consistency, and servant leadership. Let's talk about belief. That's something that some of us really struggle with, believing in ourselves. It's one of the core tenets of the book, as I mentioned. Why is that so powerful, and how does that shape our ability to reach goals by having that self-belief?
That's a great question. Now, most people, Rick, think that belief is like a feeling, an emotion. But belief really starts always with a decision. If you haven't decided, you haven't taken that very first step in belief. And once you've made that decision, that's where you start building the belief. That unlocks the faith at that point. And I love the way the Bible said it. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I've got a section inside of the book that's not only my personal life, but also my professional life, in the believe and achieve, getting teams to believe in that goal and to believe that we can actually do this new product development is half of the battle.
And you talk about the winner effect. Talk about the importance of that in belief. That's another growth process as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the winner effect is kind of a dopamine, a good feel good chemical gets released from your system as you make a small win. And it's something that I've personally gotten addicted to. It's like throughout my career, as we've brought new products to market, delivering over 100 innovations in products and services. And in fact, one team, I'll never forget, it was I was with Hewlett-Packard for 24 of the last 39 years. And one of the neatest products that ever came out of that lab was this handheld scanner. And I ended up designing the very first apparatus to extract all of the video images out of this imaging head down here. Now, this right here didn't do too well in the market, but what we did is we took out the optical navigation system, which made its way into the mouse. So if you flip your mouse over, if it doesn't have that track rollerball at the bottom, that nasty track rollerball, that came out of our team in the late 90s. We licensed it to Microsoft, and you'll see the optical mouse pretty much everywhere. But there was a number of us that had a difficult time believing that there was enough spatial information on paper for us to navigate on it accurately. But, of course, you can see, it started with that decision. It started with a belief.
And ended up being very successful at that. And you talk about belief is built through small daily wins. Talk about that, because when you think about it, that really makes a lot of sense. The more wins you have, and they don't have to be big ones, but the more wins you have, the more belief you have in yourself, don't you?
Absolutely. In fact, some people, I think they have it backwards. They think that, you know, inspiration has to come first. The belief has to come first. But actually, that first step has to come first, because what happens is, you know, you'll wait all day to get motivated for a change. You'll wait for a very long time. It's like for the inspiration to come. But the important thing is, take that incremental action. And then when your subconscious and conscious see that result, that's when the motivation just pours on. And that's a kind of a key distinction that I do kind of outline inside of the book as well, because you nailed it. Our minds love seeing us succeed. We get those small wins. We see it. And then, of course, that just motivates us even more.
That builds the confidence. And that's all part of the six timeless tenets that Paul talks about in his book, The Alchemist Way. Another is character. And it's interesting you mentioned the character is more valuable than talent. Why do you believe character is such a critical investment in who you are and who you become and the leader you become?
Absolutely. I've seen teams and careers destroyed. I've actually seen them succeed based on character or its absence. You know, in the book, I use a metaphor that our human interaction experiences, like dealing with icebergs. We only see maybe the top 10% of the person, and we interact with that. But the character itself runs deep, and it wants to reveal itself and always wants to be tested. And at its root, character is the ability to keep a promise to yourself. It always starts there. If you can't keep a promise to yourself, you're certainly not going to be able to do that to others. And what I found is, if you think about Maslow's, you know, hierarchy of needs and that pyramid, I always draw this as the very base of that pyramid is trust and respect. And that character is what builds that bottom layer. Then open and honest communications and achieving common objectives through teamwork. What I found is, whether it's a team at work or it's a family, if you have a blended family, for example, you've got to get that trust and respect at the base. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to build anything on top of that, including families and teams and churches and communities. So I'm a big fan of that. Character is not something that we're born with, Rick. Character is something that is forged. And it's worth every investment.
Well, you mentioned it briefly there, and you talk about it in great detail in the book and character. That's something you build in private, and it's revealed in public. You just don't go out and hope it, you know, character kicks in when you're talking to your group of employees. It's something that you build in private, and you share in public, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Like I mentioned, character wants to reveal itself, whether it's through temptation, or whether it's through laziness, or whether it's, you know, cutting corners. It's like, it does want to reveal itself.
More with Paul Berger, author of The Alchemist Way, after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
I'm in my late 60s. My husband died a few years ago. He did all of our taxes. I sold a piece of property last year, and I forgot to claim the proceeds of the sale. Next thing I know, I got a letter from the IRS telling me that I owe over $50,000. Now I have a huge tax problem. I don't have that kind of money. I wish I knew who to call.
If you sold property in the last calendar year or didn't claim all of your part-time or even retirement income, you could be in big trouble with the IRS. Call first before they send you a letter. If you've already got a letter, call. We'll help you file years of past tax returns and save you time and money. So call the tax doctor. The call is confidential and free.
800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
People ask all the time, who the heck is Low Cost Airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Listen up, fellow timeshare owners. If you're a timeshare owner and you want out at all costs, you're done, frustrated, tired of wasting money, you don't use the darn thing. Get out now. Hire the best bulldog timeshare cancellation team in the business. Their in-house legal team, headed by a timeshare cancellation lawyer, can help you fight the biggest and baddest companies out there that sell timeshare. At some point, you were using your timeshare, but now you're not, and you're tired of wasting money. Before you go to the poorhouse, call right now and learn how you can stop the maintenance fees and put more money back in your pocket. Their services cost you a lot less than you think, and you'll save a lot of money over time. Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline now. It's a free consultation.
800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Now back to This Week in America and our guest, Paul Berger, author of The Alchemist Way, unveiling the secret formula for success in life and business. How do daily habits, rituals shape long-term success and motivation or talent? And I say that because some people are people that like to take shortcuts. They like to find the easy way, not necessarily the best way or the most efficient way around it, but they try to find shortcuts. They maybe take a project and cut it down and make major changes. How important is that? And when you do that, that really impacts your overall performance, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, in fact, habits are the one thing that give us the consistency behaviorally. It's like that we need every single day. And it's one thing that I do encourage us to do in our book is the very first thing you do in the morning, that's going to be habit one. The second habit that you do is going to be habit two, whether it's getting a cup of coffee or whether you're getting some breakfast or whether you journal or no matter what you do. But your constellation of habits, the habit one plus habit two plus habit three plus habit four, that creates a routine. And that routine will either bring you closer to your goal and to the person that you want to become, or it'll take you further away. So I always encourage us to take a look at those habits at least once a week. Because they're going to be the ones that give us the consistency. And the consistency conquers all. Consistency enables the compound effect. So you can, put a little bit in month savings every single week, and you can see those huge rewards. The same effect is with a team or a family. Those small investments that you make in your team and your family, that will enable the compound effect. And that's not done overnight. And that's why this transformative experience is a little bit slower, because you need to get the returns on those investments. Like going to the gym one time, working out really intensely, and then a week later, it's like there's no sign of it. But when you go to the gym consistently, just a little bit every day, you'll see those outcomes, you'll see those results, you'll see that cumulative effect kick in.
The nice thing, there's so many, but one of those in Paul's book is one tenet that he's talking about here. One process builds on another, and all of a sudden, you see yourself in a different light by following these principles. The book is The Alchemist Way. The book is available wherever books are sold. Paul's website is thealchemistwaybook.com. His personal website, paul-berger, BOERGER.com. And the book is available with the links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And book available, rave reviews for the book. When I went through the list of tenets that we were talking about, the ones that you list in the book, the six, some probably surprised people. They're not necessarily ones that come across on most lists that you look. And vitality is one. And you talk about the role of vitality and leadership responsibilities and the role it plays. And when you think about it, I can't be an effective leader or an effective person if I'm exhausted all the time. So vitality is really a key, isn't it?
Yes, you know, I think that you've heard that, you know, like on an airplane, it's like, in case, you know, put your own mask on first before you help others.
Yes.
And vitality is exactly that. You know, the old sage once said, it's like you can't pour from an empty cup. And so vitality is the energy that we bring to not only our goals, but our teams and our families. And you know, not everybody shows up motivated to succeed. Not everyone's going to be there. And I've actually been in meeting rooms where the only distinction, the difference is the energy of the leader. And it's the outcomes are drastic. So you have to bring that, which means you're going to have to prioritize proper nutrition, diet, exercise, and especially rest. You kind of touched on that when you said, hey, if I show up good and tired, that dog won't hunt. That won't work.
You know, another tenet is consistency. And some would go, what necessarily does that have to do with that? And you talk about it as maybe one of the most important tenets and where most people fail. Why is that?
And that is, like, I've gotten into trouble with that in the past, especially when we're doing new business creation. We're typically and a small experimental team of engineers, engineering leads, and we find ourselves working way too many hours because we don't have the budget, but we want to see that come to market. And so the first thing that goes out the window is proper nutrition and proper exercise.
Yes.
And before you know it, the rest is gone. And what I found is that puts us back several steps, and it takes a long time to recover that. So that's something that is a priority to me now, the proper nutrition, diet, exercise, as well as rest. And it's something that you're going to have to make sure to keep that a priority, because if you let that go, if your health is in shambles, it's like, you know, that no matter what your success is, it's not going to be worth it. The price was too high.
What is it like when you're a leader of a team of innovation? You've got the engineers or the scientists together. You're working on something. You mentioned the project before that had hits and misses as you were getting it started. What's it like when you have that belief that I think this is going to work? I think we got brilliant minds in here. We can work it out. But you need to keep everybody else. I mean, after a while, people are like, this was the seventh time we tried this and it failed. I'm not sure this is going to work. How do you keep them interested in the project, keep them going forward? And again, leadership starts obviously with leadership in believing in yourself.
That's a great question. And, you know, one of the distinctions, I think, of this book is that posture. When you're in new product development, when you're new business creation, these are things that people have never done before, even thought before. And engineers don't just flock. They don't follow. You have to make sure that we're encouraging. We're having them operate from the strengths. We're casting that vision. We're setting the goals properly. And the thing I always likened, you know, my leadership experience, which is different than most, is mine never came from a position of certainty. You see, I always like to think of it as, you know, being here in Colorado, being a little too far with the tips of your skis. You hit that point of metastability, you're going way too fast. You're not going to have all the answers, but you're going to surround yourself with people a lot smarter than you, and their answers are going to be in there, and we just got to pull those out, work it, build the plan, and make sure that we share that with ourselves, others,
yes,
and especially our sponsors. So I'd have to say, you know, this leadership book doesn't come from that position of certainty, which is a key distinction, I think, from so many other leadership books.
Our guest on the program, Paul Berger. If you're Googling that, that's B-O-E-R-G-E-R. His book is The Alchemist Way. His website is thealchemistwaybook.com. His own website is paul-berger, B-O-E-R-G-E-R.com. All those links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Paul, a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job, excellent conversation today.
Rick, thank you for having me today.
It has been our
pleasure and an honor. So.
Well, thank you. It's been our pleasure to have Paul with us on today. And my thanks to FoxPressMedia.com, delivering personal-driven, performance-driven marketing, production, media fulfillment solutions designed to help brands, creators, and businesses scale with precision, creativity, and measurable impact. FoxPressMedia.com, and I thank them for arranging our conversation. You're listening to This Week in America, and you can catch all of our programs. Listen on 28 podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeart, and more. Also available on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Blue Sky, and many others. And while there, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe for more inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.